This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited about our guest today. I had the chance to see him in Anaheim a few months ago at the Scale Up Conference, David Merman Scott. David, thank you for being with us today.
Hey, it's great to be here, Derek. Thanks for having me on.
I'm so impressed with you. I got to see you for the first time a few months ago, but you are an internationally acclaimed business growth strategist, entrepreneur, advisor to emerging companies, a public speaker, author of 10 previous books, including New Rules of Marketing and PR in its sixth edition in 29 languages, and Marketing Lessons from the Grateful Dead. What I thought was super cool is that you travel around the world to surf and hear great live music as well. So your new book, Fanocracy, I've got in my hands here, Turning Fans into Customers and Customers into Fans, that you co-wrote with your daughter, which is really cool. While we're talking about that, tell me, you have a chapter of the book or section that talks about being smart about influencers. I think that's a nice segue to talk about that for just a minute, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, absolutely, of course. So this idea of influencers has become extremely popular because social media has taken off. You know, a typical influencer is somebody like Kim Kardashian, and companies pay people like that, social media influencers. And we looked at that. And, you know, it's really hard to make a go of just spending money to have somebody talk about your product on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or something. What really works, however, is to understand who are the people who truly love what you're doing. Who are the people who are passionate fans of you, of your business, of your ideas, of your products or your services? And how can you get those people to talk authentically about the things that they do? How can you celebrate the love that they have of your products? And that's a fabulous way to grow more customers, because people recognize that when somebody is clearly a fan of something and they're eager to share, that's really, really powerful stuff. So figure out, as an entrepreneur, you should be trying to figure out who are your fans and how can you figure out ways to celebrate their fandom to other people, and that will draw others into your tribe of fans.
Derek Champagne here. Hey, if you're feeling isolated right now, if this health scare has got you working remotely, or you're feeling uncertain, I want to invite you to check out my mastermind. Come join us. It's DerekChampagneMastermind.com.